Generally, they would try to, not to oppose entirely this type of things, but they were not so keen in promoting self-determination of the people as they had been before. And there, Latin America has always been very clear. For us, we remember much more our colonial times because we have not ceased to have some neocolonialism to live with during our independent life. So that we know what that means. And we know it, it is an economic domination that exists. And that's why we have always been at odds with the United States in trying to shake that domination and seeing how we can do better. And that's why we ourselves always heard much more the opinion of those that feel like us in the group of 77, for instance, than what we hear from the United States. And the United States is very much involved in great conflicts like the Middle East with their position pro-Israel, which is not so much characterized right now as it was before. But, I mean, it's for them to explain. I mean, it's not for us to question whether they are right or wrong. The fact is that it involves them into positions which all of which we cannot sustain or maintain. So there we are. We have divergences we have always accepted. Goldberg here, we're trying to ask me, how is it that you are doing this? It's, for us, it's a matter of security. But for us too, Venezuelan, the question of oil is a matter of security. And our Arab friends are real Arab friends for us. And we cannot just turn back to them, on them. Not that we would say that Israel should not exist. We believe in the creation of Israel. We thought it was a good thing. And in any case, it is there. And it's there to stay. And we think that we have to defend it. But we know that we don't want aggressive action on the part of anyone. Or anyone trying to enlarge their own territories at the expense of others. And that is still our position. It is our clear position because it corresponds with the position of ourselves. It is we that introduce the idea that occupation by force doesn't carry any rights. No? We had for ourselves put up a resolution of Latin America on the Israel question, as you recall, and that it's from there that many things were taken to prepare what was known as being the Goldberg and Lord Carrington resolution. But generally speaking, we have been pretty much on our own there. Of course, we hear the complaints at times or the advice of the United States, and we listen to it because the United States are too important for us to ignore those things. But we have never had a pressures that we could not resist.
That was the point I was going to make. No. Now, for example, in London, you had a relatively small delegation. I was looking at the first handbook published in January of 1946 the other day, and you had quite a small delegation. Yes. And did you feel pressure from the U.S. Votes then?
No.
You didn't?
No. However, you know, sometimes, without being pressured, there is a pressure that you feel that exists. A pressure that you might think even that it is in your interest to go along with that. If it is not something that is of too great importance for you, of life or death in importance. So that we did have a margin of our own thinking, and we Latin Americans and the Venezuelans are among them, have always been very independent of certain things.
I believe that.
Yes. And we think that the Americans are very good in that they understand that this is a point beyond which they cannot press. And rather than press it and go nowhere, they prefer sometimes just to watch and see what happens. Eh? And have friendly conversation with us and say this, that's our opinion, we're going to do this to see whether we can be influenced. And sometimes we are.
Yeah.
Now, we don't want to be, generally speaking, at odds with the United States because we think that if we can have them with us, it would be much better. But for instance, in this question of global negotiations right now, they have a standoffish attitude, and they stand all by themselves, practically, except with some people that are very close to them from the point of view of political problems that they have together. And they are prepared to support them. But otherwise, I mean, The United States, I think, is the imperial power, because it's the imperial power, that has been perhaps more prepared to listen to others and not to go domination by sheer force. And I think it's that the times have created that, perhaps not only the United States, but it's a new country which doesn't feel like it. And when it does it, we know very well how people here react. Yeah. Their own public opinion.
Right.
Yeah. And that by itself is something which we can rejoice.
Now, PG, I want to discuss our timetable. We have gotten up to the first session of the General Assembly, and I've got so many more questions about hot springs, about Bretton Woods, the whole question of UNCTAD, your visit to Washington in 1944 with your president, the ILO conference in Philadelphia. I've got probably 2 hours more questions, and I don't think we're going to be able to get through them today.